There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Praise the Lord and good morning. Today is January 5th, 2017. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. I welcome you to Morning Motivation, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. We're tackling life's everyday issues with a biblical perspective to empower your daily life. And it's within 15 minutes, Monday through Friday, so you can get to work. Today's topic is deal with it. Deal with it. And our scripture for today comes from 2 Timothy 3:12. While you are getting your word ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me and the ministry on our website at feeldefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Well, by now, you should have your word ready. Let's go to 2 Timothy 3:12, and I am reading from the KJV. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Come on and say that with me, knowing that all lines are muted, no one can hear you, including me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So I want you to repeat after me, deal with it. Deal with it. In our lives, we experience some type of undesirable or unpleasant stimulus almost every day. Whether we're talking about infirmity in our bodies or whether we are dealing with angst or issues or conflict within our homes, whether it's hostile coworkers or hostile bosses on our jobs, whether it's financial issues, our own internal demons, or whatever the circumstances may be, there's always something going on. Thus, we have a choice of whether we will succumb to life's issues, whether we will allow those issues to overcome us, to defeat us, to impede our progress, or whether we will get the mindset to just deal with it. Because as we read in the Word, if you are living godly, you will, you shall, it is mandatory that affliction, persecution will come, must come, because we just read it in the Word of God. In today's society, there is so much going on, especially in relation to Christians. We are seeing ourselves being persecuted for our faith as never before. For some of us, this is very foreign to us because it used to be that Christianity was truly the dominant religion in our nation to the point where everyone or almost everyone reverenced God, even if they did not, even if they weren't faithful in their attendance at church or even if they weren't saved, people were just very cautious as to what they would say about God and his house and the Bible. But we are no longer in that day. Now people will joke about Christians, will make accusations against Christians. Really, we've just become the butt of so many people jokes. Now, some will say that we have brought that upon ourselves because we are not displaying Christ-like behavior or because our leaders are not always living that perfect life. And in some instances, for that particular person, group, or church, that may be true. But whether or not I live right, or whether or not you live right, or whether or not a particular church does right, God still remains God, and we still have to understand that even when you live right, as the scripture said, you're still going to suffer persecution. So you must develop a backbone, as people say, so that you are capable of dealing with it, especially in today's world of extreme political correctness. One of the things that I'm noticing now is that a lot of Christians are selling out, if you will. In other words, every time they say something that's actually in the Bible that someone else may find offensive, the first thing they do is, oh, I want to apologize. Let me make amends because I'm too worried about my brand. I'm so worried about how people will perceive me. Now, if your brand is not Christianity, then I could really understand that. Or if you said something offensive that wasn't in the word, I could understand that. Or if you said what was in the word, but went from the scope of preaching it in the word and as someone who is to draw people to Christ because you always realize that you were also once a sinner, then I can understand that. For example, if you're in the pulpit and you are preaching and you use cuss words, well, then people ought to be offended and you ought to fix that and apologize and make amends. Or if you use any types of slurs, if you use a racial slur, or if you use an ethnic slur, or in other words, if you veer from your preaching the word to, oh, now this is a great time for me to call people the N-word. Well, number one, you ought to come on and sit down out of that pulpit right then after you apologize, and then you need to stay out for a while because you got to take some time, right, to get yourself back in right fellowship with God because you need to do self-assessment to determine why that word came out of you because it can't come out if it's not in you. Or if you are using the F word, which is a slur toward people who are homosexual, and I actually saw that happen one time, and I truly could not believe that a pastor would say that while preaching, then you need to come on out. And I let the people know that that was outside of the scope of preaching the word. That should not have happened. See, those are instances where you do need to apologize and come on out of the pulpit so that you can do self-assessment to find out what was it in you that felt like the way to draw people to Christ was to go outside of just preaching the Bible to being, I don't want to say defamatory, but just to being so personally aggressive and angry toward people. Those are things that Christians should be apologizing for. However, when you are just preaching the word, and the word is right there in the King's English or the plain English, depending on which version of the Bible you're preaching from, and you are a minister, or you are a gospel singer, or you are a bishop, then you really can't apologize because God, this is the word and this is the origin of our faith, and we believe the Bible to be the divine inspiration or the divinely inspired word of God. So how can I apologize for what God says? There is no apology. There is no excuse. Whether the word hits you, whether the word hits me, deal with it. So you now, as Christians, have to learn how to deal with it, because society is attacking us. And you have to understand that the picture that's being painted of Jesus being a doormat, being so submissive, being so tolerant of everything that he never offended anyone, that's not biblical. We could just go to the Gospels of him whipping the people out of the temple because they sold merchandise in the house of God. That was Jesus. He didn't stand there and say, excuse me, I really don't like that you're selling merchandise in my father's house. Can you please just take your stuff and leave? He whipped them out of the temple. He made the scourges. He combined them to formulate the whip. That's what the Bible says. When he saw the Pharisees and Sadducees showing up, he said, oh, you vipers, you hypocrites. He didn't say, excuse me, I really don't like the way you come and present yourself. Can we sing Kumbaya or count to 12 first? No, he called it as he saw it. When he told the adulteress, I don't condemn you either, after he told the other people to, he who is without sin, cast the first stone, he then said, now you go and sin no more. I don't condemn you, but go and sin no more. You see, this all-tolerant Jesus that's being presented didn't exist. But what did exist within him was a desire to save the lost, to set people free. And whether he had to do it with compassion or whether he had to snatch you back from the fire, his whole focus was on here to save souls. And some were offended in him. That's how they were able to come in and stir up the mob and beat him and crucify him. They were offended in him because the word is offensive by its very nature because it goes against the desires of the sinful flesh. So as Christians, we have to learn how to deal with it. Deal with the fact that as you live godly, trials are going to come. Persecutions going to come. Undesirable situations, they are coming. But you have to get your second wind. Straighten up your spine. And know that no matter what comes, I'm more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ that loved me, and I'm going to deal with it. Jude 1 and 23 says, on some you have mercy, but on others you snatch them out of that very fire, hating the very garment stained with sin. So we now have to deal with it. But as you deal with it, make sure that it's with a spirit of compassion and love. Whether that requires sweet love or tough love, because the ultimate goal is to save souls. Let's get ready and go into prayer this morning. Dear Lord, we come in the name of Jesus. We honor you today because we know that you are all-powerful, all-knowing, that there's nothing too hard for you, that there's nothing that will approach us that has not already come through your hands. So we ask first the forgiveness of our sins. And Lord, we ask you to help us as we focus on today's topic of deal with it, that in all these things we know that those who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, shall suffer affliction. Now, Lord, help us to walk circumspectly in the spirit of Christ so that we have discernment to be able to understand the nature of the affliction, to understand why the affliction is coming, and to utilize your word because it's profitable for every situation to deal with, to overcome, to nullify, to subdue the affliction and the persecution in such a way that all those involved are edified and see a light and want to come to you. Help us to submit our flesh to you today in the name of Jesus. Help us to endure hardness as a good soldier. Help us to put on the whole armor of God. The world is on attack. We are in a war. But it's not a war against people. It's a war against the spiritual warfare, Lord God, so that we may come in, hallelujah, and ultimately win souls. Help us to remember that all have sinned, including us. Jesus, there is none righteous, no, not one. So that we have the same grace and compassion toward others, even if what we say has to be offensive. Let it be offensive because it's the word that offends, not because it's us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I want to tell you very quickly, go to the website at PhilDFire.com to learn more about me. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. The website is F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com, and all of the great things that are going on in the ministry right now. Lastly, my law office is doing a free legal seminar all this week. We've been focusing on Live Ready 2017, get your legal house in order, documents everyone should know and have. It starts at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. It's only 30 minutes. Then I take your questions live. You can learn more on my law office website. That's called RossiWilliams.com. If for any reason you can't remember all of that, just go to PhilDFire.com and you can access my law office from there. I praise God for you today, and I thank you for being on this broadcast. Our task for today is save a soul, witness to a soul, but make sure you do it with the love and compassion of Christ. And if you are attacked, you know what to do. I want you to deal with it. I love you. I'll see you at 6:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. Bring change. Be a change agent. But deal with the attack.
Oh, yes, it will. I said, I know.